Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, again, this is live radio. Happy Friday, by the way. But you just heard during the propaganda, unless you just heard what they were conveying to us, right? How you can just put a chip in your hand and then wave your hand over the top of the kiosk, and then what it'll do is it'll extract your money. People have been warned about this forever concerning modern technology. I mean, I've been hearing that even when I was in the rock and roll world. I was hearing all this information about what they wanted to do, and then we hear as well from the professed church in America. We go to Revelation 13:7, which is true, by the way, and it was given unto. I'm sorry, not 13:7. Forgive me. The number of man. I'm totally sorry. I was just thinking of something else, and I'm going to go over to it right now. And of course, I'm doing live radio, right? And it's like it's not popping up right on the spot the way that it usually does. Number of man and buy and sell. And I have this, but I want to read it verbatim. And here it is, 17, forgive me. Revelation 13:17. What does it say? It says that in the King James Version, once again, it says that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name, which is 666. Okay, I know people are just saying, well, this isn't what it's about. Yes, it is about that. It's totally about that. Try doing things outside of the system that's been created already, friends, because you cannot operate outside of the system that corruption has created through good ideas. And this is another one of those, and people need to stand up and reject it and say, absolutely not, we're not doing this. Because it's exactly what they're setting or teeing up for is more control over the people. That's all you have to do is look at the social credit score or the social credit system in China to understand what this is about. Listen to this, because they're doing this in America now, and they're doing this in other countries as well. But listen carefully. So if you take to the credit system in China, the goal of the China social credit system is to provide a holistic assessment, listen carefully, of an individual's or a company's trustworthiness. Wait a second. In other words, trustworthiness to who? Who's the standard? The law or man? Well, in this particular situation, it's man, and that's what they'll make it here in America as well. That's why they're operating outside of their scope of authority when it comes to the U.S. Constitution. Number two, the Chinese social credit system, while still in development, is arguably an extension of existing social rankings and ratings in China, which have existed for millennia. I want to remind everybody, just last week, I had highlighted a video of an individual over there. He was a journalist, and because he was exposing corruption corruption in the Chinese government. Of course, they're calling for a new world order too, just like America is, just like the Pope is, just like Russia is. And what was interesting is he was calling out their crimes. So guess what? He couldn't buy. He couldn't sell. He couldn't get an apartment. He couldn't get a loan. He couldn't get a vehicle. He couldn't travel. Are you listening, Americans? Because this is exactly what they want to implement here in this country. Go ahead and mark my words, because it's predicated upon the Word of God. I didn't say it, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. That's exactly what this is. Even during the whole pandemic, remember they were talking about putting a chip in your hand to basically have all of your information on it so you could be tracked concerning every step that you took? Well, that's what this is leading towards. Remember, crisis, always ask the question, what's the pill in the jam when it comes to the crisis? Because government, namely corruption, is always known for creating the crisis, and then what they do is they come in and they play the problem solver. That's the pill in the jam, okay? Let's go to number three when it comes to the Chinese credit system. The consequences of a poor social credit score could be serious. It may affect travel prospects, as I just said, employment, as I just said, access to finance, as I just said, and the ability to enter into contracts. Okay? On the other hand, a positive credit score could make a range of business transactions much easier. Yeah, sell your soul. I mean, folks, Christ denounced all this, right? He said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Him only shalt thou worship." And look what's happening, friends. This is a beast system that's in play that they are systematically, in alliance, trying to create. And it's interesting how the mainstream media tries to sell Russia as being our enemy, yet they're calling for a new world order. China's our enemy, but yet they're calling for a new world order. And that all started in here, in the People's White House in America, in our own backyard, under the bushes. And it's been in play a lot longer than that. But presidents of the past wanted nothing to do with it. Okay? The presidents in the present, if you want to call them that, they're the ones that are advocating for this. Number four, we're talking about the Chinese credit system. It is essential that only for foreign business consolidating or establishing their presence in China seek professional advice for managing a social credit score. This applies both to individual scores and the corporate social credit score. I mean, folks, what do you need for them to convey to you before you figure out what's going on here? Because that's exactly what they're attempting to do. And what they'll do is they'll try to get that chip in your hand, and if they can't, then they're going to just say, well, you're not going to be able to operate in our system. But what's been happening lately in this country is people have been standing up in unity against the corruption that the corrupt are trying to push onto the American people, little by little. And there's a little good news for you if you want a little encouragement, but I caution you not to put your trust into the arm of the flesh, because, again, you will reap the curse on every given level. Jeremiah 17:5. Now, I do want to, I didn't plan on talking about that. That's why I was a little jumbly bumbly there. But what we're going to be talking about today is the first casualty in every war is the truth. I didn't feel that we spent enough time yesterday on yesterday's show concerning that the wars that are created. The first casualty in every war is always the truth. And why is it always truth that's the first casualty in every war? Because if truth was told, there wouldn't be a war. Well, yesterday we were talking about the politicians that create the wars, and I'm suggesting to everybody at large on our platforms that, listen, if they want war, then the politicians, then let's send them. I mean it. Let's really send them. Let's put them in a cage and let them fight it out to the death. Let the small number be the casualties rather than the massive innocent number, okay? We're going to come right back. We're going to hit more of that topic in just a little bit here. I'm going to hit a couple things before we get to the main topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see you there, Mr. Sarcastic. Yeah, good for you. Just wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to show you some things on social media platforms here real quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, top left side of the page. And or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Do you remember when I highlighted this? This was back in February 2023, the turn of the new year here, and I had highlighted the fact that back in 2010, the U.S. Department of Agriculture brought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns into their unconstitutional agency. Okay. Also, the USDA is just now one of 73 federal government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers who are authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in the United States of America. Now, I'd also make everybody aware as well, friends, that if it's not the Department of Homeland Security defining law-abiding Americans as domestic terrorists, 72 definitions highlight we the people in America, friends, while overlooking subversives such as themselves, then they are orchestrating events such as, you know, January 6th and red flag events, and we could talk about that for the next hour and a half, but the point is we see the corruption with within the system of government is zeroing in on the American people by redefining them as the domestic terrorists, when in fact they're the ones responsible for being the domestic terrorists. What am I talking about? Well, terrorism in Oxford's English Dictionary defines out as what? The original definition is terrorism, government by intimidation. Again, government by intimidation. Now, the reason I'm bringing all of this up is because, again, live radio, I'm just getting a thought here, and I'm just thinking of Harry Truman really quick on something that he said concerning what I'm talking about even now, and oppression, yeah, oppressive, yeah, oppressive, one, oppressive, yep. Only one way to go. One way to go. Hang on. Live radio, folks. Just going to the Holy Ghost. And, again, I want to make sure everybody understands what I'm making clear here when it comes to what Harry Truman said, President Harry Truman back in the 50s warned of. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, you've already seen this happening in America in a big way through big tech companies and the mainstream media. It is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Is that what's going on? Yeah, it is. Because as I'm highlighting all of these agencies, it's interesting how the federal government has assumed authority in stealing our tax dollars by creating unconstitutional agencies and then arming them to war against their political opposition. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Well, folks, that's been going on for a long time in this country. Well, let me show you what I'm talking about, okay? Did you see this? This is all brand new, friends. July 19th, I've had it up on my tabs for a couple days now. At least 25 to 30 IRS agents in tactical gear raid business in Stuart, Florida. Remember how I was just conveying to you these unconstitutional agencies? I mean, folks, I'm not a tax protester. There's due and right tax that does need to be paid. But we see where that's all gone. There's no more accountability. But what's interesting in 1913, isn't it interesting that they assumed authority over every individual in America by telling them through our voluntary tax system, right, IRS publication 557, that you are now accountable to us to pay taxes from your income. I mean, some people are paying 30 to 40 to 50% of their checks every single week and giving the government money to act out in such a fashion in warring against themselves. Is that what you signed up for? Absolutely not. But again, it shows you what happens when you allow the unconstitutional agencies to bloom. And that's exactly what's happening. This is one of, 75, 76 different agencies in the United States right now. The federal government is arming. Also, look to your military now that we're speaking of that, because that's going to segue perfectly into what we're talking about in just a moment here. But look at the military, friends. You and again, and it coincides again with perfectly with what we're talking about here. Look at the military, heads of military, concerning the branches in the United States of America now. What are they? They're men dressed as women. What do you think that's all about? Yesterday, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch highlighted the fact that Joe Biden's administration, right, again, suggesting or painting in your mind that he's a law unto themselves or himself, they are actually creating people in the military to hate America and hate Americans. We highlighted that yesterday. Of course! This is a nation that has fallen to the judgments of a Most High God. And it's not a good place to put yourself, Americans. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 when you get a moment. I want to highlight one more thing, and then we're going to get to the main topic here. And this is, you know, when I seen this, the first thing I thought of again was what I wrote months back, maybe even a little over a year, concerning how foreign countries act more as if they are the posterity of our forefathers than most Americans do. And what am I talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is look what's happening over in foreign countries, and obviously it's going to be happening in France and in Germany. I know that France is in protest, in Germany, I'm sure, as well, but a lot of that information is being suppressed, of course, but we know it's happening because I'm about ready to show you a video on social media platforms as to what, in fact, is happening in Poland right now concerning all of the illegal immigrants that are coming into their country. See, what happens, friends, is they're demoralized, then they're controlled, and then the government comes in and assumes authority, does whatever it wants to, until the people figure out that their backs are up against the wall and that there's no more room to kick the can down when it comes to the road, and their excuses and their apathy. Well, this is another one of those scenarios, friend, where the people are figuring it out after the fact. Now, what am I talking about here? I want you to go ahead and take a look at this, friends.
We're on the march.
This is in Poland right now. Thousands are rallying against immigration because they see the immigrants are actually given way to the illegals to come into their country, and what are they doing? They're given a free hand. And as a matter of fact, in Germany, friends, we know as a fact under Merkel, and I played this for you before as well, but Merkel herself in Germany hit the flag, the German flag, and said that Germany belongs to Islam, only to find out, friends, look what's happening to Germany. Look what's happening to France. See, folks, you're still in the position where you can put a stop to this stuff, but if you're not going to put a stop to this stuff, this is what you're going to end up with. And it's just not a good place to put yourself. Again, as I said earlier.
They are Muslims with completely different habits.
And he's highlighting the fact that they're Muslims coming into their country. Well, we've already highlighted that at the earlier part of this week, friends, and showing the American people exactly the crimes that they're responsible for. You're pulling a people out of civil war from Somalia, and if you see those war-torn countries, states, whatever they want to call themselves, both in some scenarios, what happens? They come here and they bring their culture with them. And then the people, as to where they go for asylum, then they begin to attack them people. This is what's happening over in Poland. This is what's happening over in Germany. This is what's happening over in France. This is what's going to happen to Americans if they don't get their game on real quick and hold their said representatives accountable to the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Keep in mind, I'm in the state of Minnesota, and this is happening across the United States, but in the state of Minnesota alone, they have already given license to illegals in the state of Minnesota. I'm not making this up. Put this up against September 11, 2001, friends. Who is responsible for that? Here, I'll tell you. Through the fruit. They just handed out license to illegals. They are alluring illegals into America by their governors and by their said mayors. I thought there was a terrorism problem, friends. There is a terrorism problem. But it's not the monsters that have been made out by the mainstream media as the responsible party for the Two Towers falling. Just ask anybody in New York, friends. They'll tell you exactly who is responsible. By the way, if you're in New York, give us a call and maybe you can share your thoughts as to the Two Towers going down, because when I was there, I was randomly asking people as to who was responsible for it. In every single scenario, they said it was our government that did it. Whoa! No way. Well, who's profited it? And who's profited from that date, that infamous date, September 11, 2001, more than the American government? No one has. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
News update. The blistering heat wave baking the southern United States will drag on into next week and beyond. Over 90 million people are living in an area that is experiencing dangerous levels of heat. Forecasters say over 2,000 heat records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida. This as Vermont is continuing to recover from the impacts of a catastrophic flooding event from last week. At a press conference, Governor Phil Scott says that it's crucial for residents to report damage.
If your house, basement, or garage flooded, if you have any damage to your home or property as a result of these storms, and that includes driveways, equipment, and vehicles, it's pretty broad. Please report it to 211.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, so you ready for this? Okay, so this is Smedley Butler. Listen carefully concerning the wars that they're going to try to push. Friends, it's constant. It's always some sort of monster that we, the American people, have to go over and take care of. But nobody's paying attention as to what is really happening. You know, General Wesley Clark, we've had him on the show several times, and I'm talking about his videos, exposing what Iraq was all about. He said we'd have no military presence in Iraq. This is right after September 11th, because they didn't know who to attack, he said. It's exactly what he said. The videos are all over the place online. But he said the only reason that we have a military presence in Iraq was because of their natural resources. So think about it. After September 11th, they didn't know who to attack. They took down Saddam Hussein, who they put up. Rumsfeld dead. I wonder how that's working out for him now. But the bottom line is, his friends, is who profited from the Iraqi war more than the Bushes and Cheney? $34.5 billion Halliburton made. Okay? And then, as I said, I believe I was talking about it yesterday, where George Bush was asked a question. So, you know, you made a mistake. There was no weapons of mass destruction. He just kind of sat there with a smile on his face. Well, you know, I mean, forget about the million innocent Iraqis that were completely slaughtered by our military, and how many boys, American boys, died fighting against an enemy that government created. Here, let me say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because I mean this with everything in my heart. Americans fighting with foreign countries, the bottom line instead of you guys fighting each other, take the people that are creating the wars and throw them into a caged match. And let them fight to the death. If that's how much they want war, then let them go do it. Okay? Matter of fact, the people need to take them and throw them into the cage and make it the match that they said that they wanted to. But see, the difference is they want to sell it to you so the innocent die for their cause so they can make profit. Now, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Smedley Butler did. Hang on a second. If you're fighting each other, Americans, you're fighting the wrong people. That's another great wonder. How the corrupt can get people so desensitized and so dummied down that they'll actually attack each other. You know, I remember watching a documentary called Band of Brothers, and I remember Shifty Powers said, you know, I've often thought about those guys, talking about the Germans that they warred against back in 1944. He said, I wonder if that guy wants to have been my good friend. But then he says, well, I was doing my job and he was doing his job. No, on either side, friends. You know what? Was there a righteous war involved there? I believe in some ways there was. But I also know that, friends, through the League of Nations under Woodrow Wilson, that failed, World War I failed to create the United Nations. It was called the League of Nations. And then it went from World War I because it failed. There was another war, World War II, and then what came out of World War II? The United Nations. You see what happens here, friends? And what are they doing? They're trying to get all governments to sit at the table so they can have control over all of us. See, that's not how they sold the war to you. My goodness, friends. It's about righteousness and unrighteousness, period. Make distinction, Ezekiel 44:23. It's your job to do so, Christians. And if it's an unjust war, have nothing to do with it but to stand against it. Okay? And if it's a righteous war, as I said yesterday, let the politicians go to war. Let them lead the way. That's what our forefathers used to do. But quit warring against each other and quit standing up on the side of your government that accuses you and attacks you every given opportunity that it has. Okay? And next time they tell you about some demon or monster we need to deal with in a foreign country, remember who's been demonizing you folks. Because, again, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to corruption in this country. You have 737 bases in 142 countries, friends. There's 162 countries. Your government has no business whatsoever policing the world. Zero. Nada. Nada. And you know what they'd have you believe? I'm a security threat to this country by giving this information to you. A security threat? An international security threat? No, the only kind of a threat that I am is a threat to their tyrannical ways in creating more wars. Because at the ACC, you know, and I've been down this road so many times, but Americans, when are you going to figure out, and I'm talking about, let me say to the bad guys once again, when are you going to figure out if you're lying, stealing, and killing for somebody, sooner or later you're expendable, they're going to do the same thing to you. Have you not figured that out yet? Because your turn is coming. Reminds me of the mob. Bugsy Siegel said, don't worry about anybody taking you out. He said, we only kill our own. Well, that's what you're a part of, bad guys. And it's just a matter of time. Rest assured. Gosh, we could do the whole show just on that. Listen to what Smedley Butler said. War is a racket. It always has been. It is possibly the oldest, the easily most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is the only one international in scope. It is only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. Is it true? Yeah. This is Smedley Butler, guys. You got to remember who this guy was, right? I'm going to give you quote after quote by this guy. When it comes to your kids, Henry Kissinger said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. This is coming out of the People's White House. This is the war criminal. By the way, he's labeled a war criminal from other countries because of what he has led the American people to do to their prospective countries. If you want to know why you're hated by the world, it's because of what Americans allow politicians to do to their countries. That's a fact. Smedley Butler said, and again, war is a racket. If you haven't read the book, it's really simple to understand, and it's really short. It's only like 70 pages. He said, there are only two reasons why you should ever be asked to give your youngsters, your kids. One is defense of our homes. The other is the defense of our Bill of Rights, and particularly the right to worship God as we see it. Every other reason advanced for the murder of young men is a racket. Pure and simple, said Smedley Butler. We've been warned about this over and over and over again, folks. I mean, is there anybody in their right mind in this country that would allow Joe Biden to lead them to a war? Considering the crimes that this man is responsible for? Insanity. Let's go back to Eisenhower of January 17th of 1961, and I want you to check this out for yourself, friends, as to the warnings that we have been given by Eisenhower, again, back in 1961. It's kind of focusing in sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page.
The United States. Good evening, my fellow Americans.
Listen carefully.
We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed four major wars among great nations.
Listen carefully.
Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society.
You listening, folks?
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Okay, so you heard Eisenhower back in 1961 warn the American people. And I want you to listen to this. This was in 1961. Now, I got to tell you, too, I've been in ministry for the last 24 years of my life. But I still had my eyes open. I know that ever since I can remember, we have always been led to some war. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Goring right now. Hermann Goring. Hang on. Got another thought here, folks. And I want you to listen to it. And this is how they lead men to war. And again, just don't play the fool here. And I want you again to see what the arrogance in men will say. This is pride. He said, naturally, this was one of the leaders of the Third Reich. I'll read this quote to you on the other side, and then I want to show you how the American people haven't taken heed to Eisenhower from his warning back in 1961. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to give you this quote by Goring. Incredible. This is how arrogant these people are. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is this guy's name. He said, war is delight to those who have had no experience of it. He's exactly right. Those that talk much of war have never been there, right? Now, let me go back to Hermann Göring in speaking of the arrogance. This is an SS officer. He was a sodomite, a pedophile. And, of course, after the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945, he allegedly committed suicide. But I want you to listen to what he said concerning how they started the war. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war. Of course not. Neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor, for that matter, in Germany. But listen to what he said. That is understood. But the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. That is easy, he said. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism. Demonize them, and expose the country to danger. Just blame them for, if anything goes wrong with us, you're not willing to stand up and defend us. You know what? You're the problem here. Okay? Accuse them of what they're not guilty of. That's how they got Germans to jump in to fight off the political opposition when it came to Adolf Hitler. Just accuse them of something they're not guilty of. Americans! This is all you're seeing through the mainstream media. My goodness. They're attacking and demonizing anybody and everybody that doesn't go along with them. On top of suppressing and censoring. This always goes hand in glove. This, again, this censorship going on in this country, folks, is how they're winning the game. I am telling you, this is how they're going to lead you as sheep to the slaughter if you do not put a stop to it. They are violating your First Amendment to nth degrees, friends. Craziness. It really is. How have the American people not taken heed, okay, to the warnings going back to Eisenhower now? I don't mean to go all over the boards, but there's so many different things and facets that we can talk about concerning the information people need at large. Okay? Because we didn't listen from Eisenhower, the president, in 1961, warning us of the military-industrial complex, we didn't listen to him. What have we had? Well, as I said during the last segment, the end of the last segment, ever since I can remember, there's been war after war. There has. The Dominican Civil War, the insurgency of Bolivia, the Cambodian War, the war in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, invasion of Grenada, bombing of Libya, tanker war, invasion of Panama, Gulf War, Iraq no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalian Civil War, Bosnian War, intervention into Haiti. And folks, consider how they used our military and what they used our military for. Okay, the Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach War, war in Afghanistan, Iraq War, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention. Notice how they always make themselves out to be the liberators of a people. That's not what they're doing. They're doing the opposite. American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemen Civil War, American intervention in Libya. Oh my goodness. And they're still going on today. Did you know that during the Afghan War, Afghanistan and Iraq, because we go to Arlington Cemetery almost every year, did you know that there is row after row after row, acre after acre after acre of our boys coming home and being buried there that you never heard a peep about? And look across the river, the Potomac River. What is there? There's the ones creating the wars. I don't know where the American people get the idea that we're always right. And in fact, how many times have we been wrong? That's called humility, friends. That's called standing on the side of truth, regardless if you're going to have to pay the price for justice or not. We stand with the truth regardless, friends. And we're to be impartial in justice and in judgment. Yesterday I had shared with you that out of the about 250 years, give or take, that we have been a country, 222 of those years have been spent in wars created by politicians. That's 93% of the time that we have been a country. Think about that. Okay? Who's doing the fighting? Is it the politicians? Friends, is it the politicians doing the fighting? Or is it your grandpas, your dads? Who's doing the fighting, friends? Is it your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, your friends? Your mothers, your sisters? Or even yourself? Who is doing the fighting? I'll tell you who's not doing the fighting. The ones that are leading the American people to the war are the ones that are not fighting. They're the ones that are profiting from those that are doing the fighting. I want you to listen to Smedley Butler, and I'll take this phone call. 1-866-582-9933. Smedley Butler again said, I spent 33 years. Now listen, you got to know who this guy is, okay? He was a major general in the Marines. He was the most highly decorated Marine in the history of the Marines. And I want you to listen to what he said. Okay, he said, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for what? For big business. For Wall Street and the bankers. Okay? I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I helped make Mexico and especially Tampico safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. He said, I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. He said, I helped purify Nicaragua for the international banking house of Brown Brothers in 1902 to 1912. How much worse today, friends? He goes on, I brought light to the Dominican Republic for the American sugar interests in 1916. He said, I helped make Honduras right for the American fruit companies in 1903. In China in 1927, I helped see it to the Standard Oil went out on its way unmolested. And looking back on it, he said, I might have given all, Al Capone said, a few hints. The best he could do was to operate his racket in three districts. He said, I operated three continents. He's not blurting the truth out in his confusion, friends. He's blurting the truth out because he repented of what he did. And he's telling the people on a global basis what this is all about. I want you to listen to this next one. He said, to summarize, three steps must be taken to smash the war racket. He said, we must take the profit out of war. There'd never be war if that was the case. We must permit the youth of the land who would bear arms to decide whether or not they should be in the war. We must limit our military forces to home defense purposes. This is all Smedley Butler warning the American people and telling you his experience and who it was that he was doing his fighting for at the expense of your kids. Friends, I want to say it again. Nobody stands next to our military more than me, this ministry. As I just said, every single year I am at Arlington Cemetery. Because I know that in many cases, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. But there was many unconstitutional wars that should never happen, and they're still happening, and they need to be put to a stop. Charlie, you got 1 minute, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for holding on. It's all yours.
Thank you so much for having me, Bradley. Yes, my screensaver is a bunch of white pieces of stone going up a hill. But listen, the gentleman, Christian constitutionalist, I don't know any of these people or anything, but he asked a question earlier that related to me, because for the past 2 weeks on Saturday, we haven't heard your show, and it's been wiped. So I just wanted to know if when Tim and Kate, tell me tomorrow morning that Bradley will be there at 3, that it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, there's no reason why it shouldn't be happening, guys, in one way or another. And you can always revert to Genesis Communication Networks, because if I'm not there, that's where I'm always going to be. We got John calling from Michigan. Sorry about the short opportunity here, John, but it's all yours, my friend.
Yeah, I'm thinking you should really check into the things that really happened in Germany during World War II. Look into the documentary Europa, The Last Battle. You'll see that Hitler was trying to do nothing but stop this war, and you'll see that Winston Churchill did nothing but want to go for the war, push the United States into it. You can look at the Rhineland River and what we did to the German soldiers after the war.
Well, I haven't heard that yet. I guess I just did.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.